Family united by bonds of love, June 24th. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Whenever the mother can speak a word of commendation for the good conduct of her children, she should do so. She should encourage them by words of approval and looks of love. These will be a sunshine to the heart of a child and will lead to the cultivation of self-respect and pride of character. Children have sensitive, loving natures. They are easily pleased and easily made unhappy. By gentle discipline and loving words and acts, mothers may bind their children to their hearts. To manifest severity and to be exacting with children are great mistakes. Uniform firmness and unimpassioned control are necessary to the discipline of every family. Say what you mean calmly, move with consideration, and carry out what you say without deviation. It will pay to manifest affection in your association with your children. Do not repel them by lack of sympathy in their childish sports, joys, and griefs. Infant children are a mirror for the mother, in which she may see reflected her own habits and deportment, and may trace even the tones of her own voice. How careful then should be her language and behavior in the presence of these little learners who take her for an example. If she wishes them to be gentle in manners and tractable, she must cultivate those traits in herself. When children love and repose confidence in their mother, and have become obedient to her, they have been taught the first lessons in becoming Christians. In view of the individual responsibility of mothers, every woman should develop a well-balanced mind and pure character, reflecting only the true, the good, and the beautiful. The wife and mother may bind her husband and children to her heart by an unremitting love, shown in gentle words and courteous deportment, which, as a rule, will be copied by her children. Politeness is cheap, but it has power to soften natures which would grow hard and rough without it. Christian politeness should reign in every household. The cultivation of a uniform courtesy, and a willingness to do by others as we would like them to do by us, would annihilate half the ills of life. The principle inculcated in the injunction, "Be kindly affectioned one to another," is the cornerstone of the Christian character. Christian courtesy is the golden clasp which unites the members of the family in bonds of love, becoming closer and stronger every day.